Chinese rockers.
It has to happen.
Are you going to knock happen. Your rocks and your socks and your cocks off? We're back. This is Huge Man.
Yes and no.
What did you say? Wes Anderson?
Wes Ander. Paul Thomas West. Westie.
Yeah. Tom Paulus Westing Tall and Paul. Musket by Musket. By Menon.
Waters Lou Down.
You Spielberg.
And nothing of
Hell
substance.
Smattered Metallica.
Nothing of
quote
substance.
James Hetfield.
We're going to say,
hey,
this
dude,
whole episode.
Chinese Rocks is back in the hood.
God damn it.
Chinatown hood.
Audible
slap.
One more
one
time.
One of our trademarks.
All right.
This is the, and I don't know what the who's it and the what's now. I've called this the 43rd edition of Chinese Rocks.
I think
you believe
it's the
44th.
Yeah.
And so I would just change it on my playlist. And this is transportation themed music of the punk rock, aggressive rock, subversive transport variety.
Ooh, I don't know. You're really hemming and hawing it in. Right
All I'm
there.
Saying, I'll say a few things. Last time I was here, we did the food edition. It was, for some reason, rock and chugging, moving, fast, aggressive rhythms are way more related than the chewing and digestion.
I know exactly
eating.
What you mean.
So much easier.
As we were like jumping into this, doing the little research, I started to think that every rock song
is
in some way about
transportation. Getting from point A to point B with a little fucky, sucky fun in between.
Yeah. All right.
So who was that?
That
who
was
that rocker?
Spaceman 3.
Right.
And Spaceman, the original.
Men are always moving. Space.
Spacemen are the original transporters.
I was thinking, what is the best space transport song? And like, there's too many obvious ones. And ultimately, there were so many obvious choices I couldn't pick. Like, I really wanted something obscure. Did you have something?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay.
We'll have to go back.
I'd love
it
if we played one. But like, I don't want to play whatever, David Bowie or anything like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was Take Me to the Other Side.
Cool. Great song. Yeah, I loved it. I'm going to kick off the next set. I just want to say,
I feel like we're like counting down all the American pastimes leading up to election.
Yeah. Should we do something
first? We
about
got
the
food.
Yeah, I think the election is on Tuesday, right?
That's what I was gonna say. Our election's spectacular.
We should have an it's a great idea. Yeah. On air, you heard it here first. Chinese Rocks election politics spectacular. Now, I'm not a political person, and I don't vote. Do you vote, Brett?
I have voted.
Are you voting now?
I'm planning to vote. Yeah.
Who are you gonna vote for? Don't tell me.
Okay, fine. You just ask.
No, you don't have to tell me. That's one of your rights as an American citizen.
That is true. But sometimes I want to. And I'll say
you can promote on
Democratic.
Democratic. You believe in democracy, so you are voting.
Yeah.
And who is the candidate you vote for?
I'm going to vote for the black candidate.
You heard it here first. We here on Chinese Rocks endorse the black candidate for president.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because everybody knows
God,
that
Paul Ryan has such a scary widow's peak. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it kind of looks like Eddie Munster.
Eddie Munster.
I've seen him compared to Eddie Munster, and then Romney compared to Grandpa Dracula or whatever.
I love that. Okay, so now that we're off we've had food.
Food.
We've had cars. We're gonna have TV.
What should we do next week? Sports? Or something? What else is really American?
I feel like TV.
Prostitution? TV?
Prostitution? No. Prostitution's... I feel like sports and prostitution are like obviously some
global.
Other... Like European creations.
Oh, okay. All right, TV
dinners. So we'll have to think about it. Maybe TV dinners. Get it back to food.
50 songs about TV dinners.
Yeah.
All right, fine. TV. We'll talk about it in private. We don't need to talk about it in air. What we need to do in air is play music. And what we got coming up next is Stompin' Tom Connors. With Moving In. In parentheses, from Montreal by train. Right. And another great thing about transport is that you can hear it in the instruments, in the rhythms, in the melodies, and a lot of the artists that I chose kind of do that. It's kind of amazing. I love it here on Chinese Rocks. Yeah.
K-Chung.
In the Soul Train Depot just 10 minutes ago, I was waiting anxiously for the number 9 whistle blow. The guy walked up and says, "Man, there's a woman on your brain. Moving in from Montreal by train." Then I heard the rumble and I watched the engine crawl right on by the station door. I thought he'd never stall. I couldn't wait to throw my arms around my Jolly Jane. Moving in from Montreal by train. Crowds began to gather round to welcome kinfolk home, moving in from Montreal by train and all alone. Then I heard the people say, "Here comes a Quebec dame, moving in from Montreal by train." There she stood within the door and the wolves began to howl. I knew I'd have to make it fast to catch my baby doll. I pushed my way right through the crowd to kiss my Jolly Jane. Moving in from Montreal by train. Someone whispered they sure grow them fine in Montreal. She talks a little Frenchy and she's curvy, dark and tall. Jolly Jane, I love you so, your trip was not in vain. Moving in from Montreal by train. Now we're off to meet the man that makes two lovers into one. And number 9 just rolled away with one more good turn done. For someone someday there may be another Jolly Jane. From Montreal by train, she'll come moving in. From Montreal by train,
drank so much he could drink no more. And so he fell asleep with a troubled brain to dream that he rode on a downbound train. The engine with blood was sweaty and damp and brilliantly lit with a brimstone lamp. An imp of fuel was shoveling bones while the furnace rang with a thousand groans. The parlor was filled with lager beer. The devil himself was an engineer. The passengers were most a motley crew. Some were foreigners and others he knew. Rich men in broadcloth, beggars in rags. Handsome young ladies in wicked old hags. Lightning flashed hotter and hotter. The air became till their clothes were burned with each quivering flame. Then out of the distance there came a yell. Ha ha, said the devil, we're nearing home. Oh, how the passengers shrieked with pain and begged old Satan to stop that train. The stranger awoke with an anguish
cried, his clothes wet with sweat and his hair standing high. He fell on his knees on the barroom floor and prayed a prayer like never before. And the prayers and vows were not in vain, for he never wrote that downbound train.
Yeah.
About magnets?
Yeah, I've done a lot of magnetic thinking.
You know, transportation, things that move us from here to there.
Of course.
Really, you really get today, for instance, I was like, if I just passed out, crash right into this car in front of me, this truck coming at me.
Right.
We think about that
every day.
We don't even think about how calibrated our minds and our neurological systems are to controlling the transportation equipment that we use every day.
That's so correct.
We make a contract with the other humans on the road to not kill us.
Ooh, that is a fearful contract. I think about that every once in a while.
Every time against car, maybe we make
like
this
once a month, I think.
People that you wouldn't even trust to make your French fries.
Kill me.
Yeah, people you wouldn't even trust to sneeze on one of your French fries.
Yeah.
You trust to operate a heavy piece of killing machinery.
True, true.
Food for thought.
What about boats?
Boats, on the other hand, are just a free-for-all fun fuckfest. And that's what we're getting into after
only
we read
Richie,
back.
Only Richie Riches.
This train set.
Yeah.
You like that? That was a train set. The last song was?
Oh, boy. That last song
Punny.
Was Stephen Merritt's Magnetic Fields.
Right.
Born on a Train.
Mm-hmm. And before that, we had the, as you wrote, Nye Dolls. With Subway Train.
NY Dolls.
I see Nye Dolls. You ever see that Simpsons? There's, my favorite team is the Nye Mets. When Apu is trying to be American, he has like this accent, and he's wearing a Mets hat. Nine Mets.
I like that.
Yeah, Subway Train.
Hank Azaria, what a talented voice actor.
Before that?
Chuck Berry.
Yeah.
With Downbound Train, Tale of Lost Souls.
And we kicked off our train set with Stomp and Tom Connor moving in from Montreal by train.
He didn't sound very Quebecois.
No, he wasn't. He's just a straight-up American
he's a fucking
MF-er. All right, so let's move into our boat.
Your boat.
Boat songs.
I don't think I have any boat songs.
You don't have any? So what's going to happen? I don't think so. So are you going to do like car songs while I do boat
Probably,
songs?
Probably, yeah. All right, or maybe like...
This is our mixed media, mixed transport set. Here we go. We'll start off with something...
Sailing?
Yeah, you know this song? Away. No, this is a beautiful song. It is very chill, though.
Okay.
It's very lighthearted. It's a lighthearted romp about sailing as a metaphor for finding God, Chinese rocks.
Dark and the seed is sown, where the gun is cocked as the bullets cold, where the miles are marked in the blood and the gold. I'll meet you farther on up the road. Got on my dead man's suit and my smiling skull ring, my lucky graveyard boots and a song to sing. I got a song to sing. It keeps me out of the cold. And I'll meet you farther on up the road. Further on up the road, further on up the road, where the way is dark and the night is cold. One sunny morning we'll rise, I know, and I'll meet you farther on up the road. Now I've been out in the desert just doing my time, searching through the dust, looking for a sign. If there's a light up ahead, well, brother, I don't know, but I got this fever burning in my soul. Further on up the road, further on up the road, further on up the road, further on up the road. One sunny morning we'll rise, I know, and I'll meet you further on up the road.
Steaming on the sea, steaming on the sea.
Puddin'. Who is Van Rensselaer Puddin'?
I think they're saying vroom, vroom, vroom.
Really? Sounds like Puddin'.
You just got food on the brain.
When was the last time you ate Puddin'? In a car, in the back of a car.
In the back of a car. I don't think ever. That's
you know how people talk about feminism, multiculturalism and stuff?
Of course, yeah. But as a child,
you always feel so, you know, negated riding in the back of the car and your parents are talking and you can't participate, so you just look out the window. Anyway, what was that? Who was that?
Childism,
exactly. Right, yeah. Youthism.
That was the Story Sisters with
Sounds great.
Bad Motorcycle.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. Before that, we had Split Ends with 6 months in a Leaky Boat.
And before that was Johnny Cash.
Johnson Cash, yeah.
With Further On Up the Road.
Yep, Not About Sailing.
It was recorded, I think, on his deathbed.
Oh, really? One of those?
One of those late
one
guys.
One of those?
The Rick Rubin.
Hurt Cutter.
Rick Rubin sandwiches.
Yeah, he eats a lot of those. And we kicked off with the Southern Brothers, Sailing.
All right.
Well, we're chugging along here.
Chugging along.
What do we got next? Why don't we do some car stuff, huh?
Yeah,
get into the world of cars.
Let's get into some car stuff.
And by getting into cars, I'm really asking you to get out of my car with Hazel Atkins. Get out of my car here on Chinese Rocks
K-Chug 30 AM.
fast cars. I hate fast cars. Sooner or later, you're gonna listen to Ralph Nader. I don't
car. I hate black cars. Cool. What was that?
I hate cars. I hate fast cars and black cars.
I hate all cars, yet I drive a 1990 Honda Accord, champagne exterior,
why,
burgundy
God,
interior,
why?
Power windows, power locks, power sunroof, and a spoiler.
That was Big Star with Big Black Car.
Great. Do you ever think about that? Rhyming your band name with a song. Rhyming your song with the band. Yeah. And before that, we had Sniffing the Deers with a Driver's Seat, prominently featured in the major motion picture Boogie Nights, which I recently saw in theaters. And I have to say, is one of the greatest movies of all time. And do not contend with that. You cannot contend
with
that.
No one can contend with that.
It is one of the greatest movies of all time. All right. Before that?
Before that was Meat Puppets with In a Car.
Right.
Their first single.
Their first single.
Yeah.
A quickie, if I ever heard one. Before that, we had the Buzzcocks with Fast Cars, a Manchester group out of Manchester, England.
Not involved with Factory Records?
At all.
At the slightest. Yep. In the slornest.
In the sleaziest.
Uh-huh. Before that was the Shags with That Little Sports Car.
Wow. On the
Slippery Oyster.
Teetering on the brink of falling apart.
Yeah.
Every
teetering on the brink of unlistenability.
But yet,
we love it here. We bring you the brink of unlistenability every week.
Chinese Rocks.
Week in, week out.
And if we're here. And kicked it off with Hazel Atkins with Get Out of My Car, I Don't Love You Anymore. And this has pretty much been Chinese Rocks Transportation Edition.
2-3 more
Thank
minutes.
Thank you to Kay Chung, whom we love, whom we wouldn't exist without. Thank you to Saul Both of LA County.
Saul Both.
Thanks for keeping the torch shining bright. Next up is Strip Mall. Sounded like someone just dropped a bunch of wet marble. and we're going to leave you with Todd Rundgren's first band, Naz, off their...
Is it my name?
Huh?
I'm sorry.
Did I say your name?
No.
Todd Rundgren's first band, Naz, with When I Get My Plane.
Why is it spelled weird?
What is? Naz?
I guess that's the way
that's
you
how you spell it. Two Z's, Brent. Or you think there shouldn't be an N in S?
A Zizzy.
Yeah, the K is silent. Okay, Chinese Rocks over and out. Next week we'll come at you. Different theme, dude.
Patriotic.
Crazy dudes.
Patriotic themes to wild and crazy guys.
God bless
guys.
America here on K-Chung Radio 1630.
Love you guys, seriously.
Are you mocking me? Because I say that sometimes.
No, I mean it.
Okay, cool. Mean it too.
I mean it.
See ya.
I mean it.